This is Clicks Radio. Welcome to it. It is a all hacking, all security, all what you can do to keep yourself safe version today and this week. It is a huge, massive story. The question is, why do people assume it's China that's attacking Australia? Well, it comes down to a couple of different things. Firstly, it comes down to Australia in the past have said many, many times that they believe China are pretty much pirating actual bits and pieces that are made by Australian businesses and using that to help their own economy. That's the first thing. The second thing most recently has, of course, been the coronavirus and COVID-19 and Australia wanting the World Health Organization to look into why it became such a massive pandemic when it could have been contained much, much earlier if details about the pandemic were actually released properly and earlier. And the third thing is, get this, technology-based. So the other reason why people think it might be China that's doing this is down to the Huawei 5G blocking that the government has done. I think it was last year or the year before when the whole talk of the 5G mobile phone rollout was happening. The government said, no, you cannot use the Huawei 5G system because we know that Huawei actually do have links to the government in China, and so can be used to actually pretty much track what's going on with Australian people. And so they said, no, you can't use Huawei products at all with your 5G networks. And so that, of course, annoyed China's government quite a fair bit. So with those three things, chances are that's the reason why it possibly looks like it's China doing it. But at this stage, they aren't admitting to it at all. Now, what is the hacking actually targeting? Is it attacking individuals? Is it attacking you or me? Is it attacking the government? What's it actually attacking? That's the most important question being asked, and that is, it is only attacking government and infrastructure organizations like power, transport, and health. It's not attacking individuals. Does that mean you are completely safe? No, you're not. On a couple of different cases. First, the problem that we have is if you work for an organisation involved with the infrastructure of Australia, so you work for transport, you work for health, you work for power, you work for any of those infrastructure sort of things, or you have in the past, your information possibly has been stolen. That's the first thing. The fact that these government bodies or large businesses are the target and they're up to information means that if you work or have worked for either the organisations being targeted, chances are your personal information has been stolen. Now, could it be used against you? Possibly. There's a very strong possibility that the hackers will try and possibly sell the information on the black web, like the hackers involved with the Lions Brewery hacking have said they're going to do. But it could also mean that if it is, for example, a government that doesn't like Australia very much and might end up having massive issues with us, that means that you could potentially be, if you're high enough in an organisation, be a target. Is your home computer affected? No. No, your home computer is not affected by this at all. So going about your normal day-to-day things should not change. But be aware, if you have ever worked for an organisation or you currently do work for an organisation which has been targeted, like I said, mostly government or infrastructure-based bits and pieces, that's where you've got to be careful. What can you do to keep yourself as safe as possible? Now, there are eight things that the government has said should always be kept safe for you to stay as safe as possible. First one is application control, which means, purely, any programs run on your computer or your systems should be trusted. So the way around that problem is, one, know the programs you're going to use, but two, antivirus. So antiviruses do keep track of what programs are safe, which ones aren't, and will block things that aren't safe to be used. The second thing is patch your applications. Keep programs up to date. That's important. So let your antivirus update. Let Windows update. Let all those things get up to date. That way, it's at least as safe as possible. Third one, configure macros in Office. So if you're using Microsoft Office, one of the great features that Microsoft Office has is the ability to actually have a Word document or Excel document actually do more than just be there to type in. and they're called macros. They're small little programs written to work inside the Office document. Now, if you are using that feature, you need to have it turned on, but locked down severely. If you're not using macros, you're not programming any Word document to do anything in particular, you can turn that feature off, and normally it is turned off by default. Fourth thing is user application handling. So what that means is purely if you want to have people using the internet, try and block as much as you possibly can. Block the ads, block Flash, which is dying anyway, block Java programs. Anything that can be blocked should be blocked. That way the person using the computer is kept as safe as possible. Fifth, restrict administrator privileges. So when you get a computer and you set it up, you are always set up as an administrator. You're in control of the computer. Whether it's a password or not, you're in control of the computer. To keep things as safe as possible, if you don't trust yourself or you have kids involved, you should actually organize for a user account for the computer, which will get then asked for a password when it wants to try and do things that need more privileges than just being able to turn the computer on and do basic bits and pieces. By doing that means that only programs that are allowed to run basically will run. Everything else will have to ask for a password first and then it can run. The sixth thing, patch operating systems. So make sure Windows is up to date. Make sure that your iOS, your Android devices are up to date. That way, at least if there's a security hole found in those different things, those different basic programs, they're being patched as quickly as they possibly can. Seventh, multi-factor authentication. This is what I was talking about before about using usernames, passwords, and text message. Or I know that I think it was Bendigo Bank used to have a little device that you'd have that would actually give a different code every couple of hours to let you log into their website. Those sort of things. Multi-factor authentication means that unless you have the multiple different ways of keeping yourself safe and making people log in using different methods, you're not going to be as safe as possible. And the eighth and final thing the government says you should do is keep daily backups. So that way you know for a fact that if things go to hell in a handbasket, at least you know you can go back in time and use a previous backup. What you can do yourself, keep yourself safe, is next. After Elvis Costello, here on Clicks Radio.